The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. You know, I say this so often, don't ever, ever, ever be embarrassed or ashamed that you believe the Bible, that you put your faith and trust and confidence in the Bible as God's inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And I try to share with you stories to increase your confidence in God's Word. We often talk about archaeological discoveries that by themselves would not validate completely the Bible, but when you put hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them together, they provide very compelling evidence that the Bible is not just an ordinary book. Well, boy, do I have one of those stories today. I read this morning, and I just about got raptured. I would imagine that all of you have heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls found around En Gedi in Israel. I've driven by En Gedi three or four times in Israel. The first Dead Sea Scrolls fragments were found back in the 1950s. And then every once in a while, they would find some more and some more and some more. And that went on for several years. They would find more and more fragments. Well, in the early 1970s, archaeologists found what was probably the most tantalizing of all of the Dead Sea Scrolls. They found the remains of what was actually a synagogue. Yeah. The other fragments were found in pots left by a religious group called the Essenes. But in the 1970s, they found the ruins, the remains of an ancient synagogue up in those caves outside of En Gedi, Israel. But there had been a fire in the cave. Well, probably the most tantalizing discovery of all was an ark. Now, not the Ark of the Covenant, but an ark where the ancient scrolls were kept by the Jewish rabbis. And they knew that this ark was at least 2,000 years old. At least 2,000 years old. But it had been severely damaged by the fire. They knew that the scrolls inside were probably scripture because that's the only thing they would keep. The Jewish rabbis would keep the scriptures in the ark. But they were extremely brittle and they were burnt. And they knew that if they tried to unroll these scrolls, they would destroy them. And so since 1970, these scrolls have been untouched. This tantalizing, they weren't even sure what book of the Bible it might be. They weren't even positive that it was books of the Bible of the Old Testament, but they had no idea what was inside those scrolls. Since 1970, they have been stored and untouched because no one was willing to try to touch them and unroll them, and there was no technology to soften them and so forth. Until now, computer scientists have come up with imaging technology similar to a CAT scan and computer programs where they can virtually unroll the scrolls. Without touching them, without unrolling them, the computer program using this CT X-ray technology, it would be unrolled. Listen to this. Scientists have finally been able to read the oldest biblical text ever found. The 2,000-year-old scroll has been in the hands of archaeologists for decades, but it hasn't been possible to read it since it was far too dangerous to open the charred and brittle scroll. Scientists have now been able to read it using special imaging technology that can look into what's inside, and it has found what was in there. The earliest evidence of a biblical text in its standardized form. Now hang on, folks. Hang on to this. The passages which come from the book of Leviticus show the first physical evidence ever of a long-held belief that the Hebrew Bible that is in use today is exactly the same as it was 2,000 years ago. That's what they thought. That's what they've been saying. That's what they believed. Now, remember, one of the biggest arguments from the skeptics about the Bible, and if you've debated or talked to anybody who is skeptical of the Bible, you will hear them say, well, we have no clue what present-day Bibles, because they've been translated by translators. It's been translated after translated after translated after translated. And I've heard this personally in talking with people about the Bible. It's like the old telephone game. I don't know whether you've ever played this. We did at parties, and, you know, you get a whole circle of people, and you whisper in the ear to the first person in the circle. You give them a story. Jack and Jane went up the hill to, you know, fetch a pail of water or whatever. And then you tell them, tell your neighbor exactly the same thing. Whisper into their ear exactly what you heard. And if you have 15 or 20 people, by the time it gets to number 20, the story has no semblance of what the original story was. It has changed completely. The names of the characters have changed, all, you know, and it's fun and you laugh about it and so forth. Well, the skeptics have said, well, that's like Bible translation. It's been translated hundreds, thousands of times through the years, and therefore what we have today is completely unreliable. Well, the discovery was announced in an article in Science Advances, written by researchers from Kentucky and Jerusalem. It describes how the researchers used a tool called virtual unwrapping, which provides a 3D digital analysis of an X-ray scan. Researchers, for the very first time, have been able to read the ancient scroll without opening it. You can't imagine the joy in the lab, said Panina Shore of the Israeli Antiquities Authority, who participated in the study. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. They were first discovered by archaeologists in 1970 at En Gedi and so on and so forth. They use X-ray-based microcomputed tomography and et cetera. Not only were we seeing the writing, it was actually readable. And at that point, we were absolutely jubilant. The researchers say it is the first time a biblical scroll has been discovered in an ancient synagogue's holy ark, where it would have been stored for prayers and not in desert caves like the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, here's what I want to get to. The text discovered in the charred En Gedi scroll, you ready for this? 100% identical to the version of the book of Leviticus that has been used for centuries. A scholar from Hebrew University of Jerusalem who participated in the study said, quote, "This is incredibly amazing for us. In 2,000 years, this text has not changed at all." the oldest scroll of the Book of Leviticus ever discovered. They've had it since 1970, but they couldn't read it. And now in 2019, because of CAT scan technology, 3D x-ray technology, they have virtually unrolled the scroll and they have compared it to the Hebrew used today by Jews. And again, can I quote? It's 100% identical. This is quite amazing. In 2,000 years, this text has not changed at all. The skeptics who have said, we can't believe and trust the Bible. It's 2,000 years old and it's been translated thousands of times. The Hebrew text that is being used today, according to these scholars, and I'm quoting, is 100% identical to the text that is over 2,000 years old. Now, what are the odds that if this is just a human book copied by humans from generation to generation, century to century, the odds are almost mathematically impossible. Allow me, please, to say it again. Don't ever be ashamed or embarrassed that you believe every single word of that book called the Bible. Quick break, and we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I pretty much stayed out of politics today, and I declared that today, for the most part, was a Mueller-free zone. If you turn over to Fox, all you're going to get today, tonight on Fox is the Mueller report. Mueller cleared him. Trump is innocent. Mueller said he was innocent. There's no collusion. There was no obstruction. If you turn over to CNN, from the very same press conference and by Mueller, Fox is going to say, well, that proves it. It proves it. It proves this. Proves that Trump is innocent and they need to just leave him alone. If you turn over to CNN, same Mueller report, same press conference. CNN is going to say, see there, that's why he's got to be impeached. Did you hear what Mueller said? If you read between the lines of what Mueller said, he is guilty of sin and he needs to be impeached. Mueller just, yeah, okay. It's bizarre, isn't it? Isn't it absolutely bizarre? Same report, same press conference. And exactly the opposite conclusion. Well, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not. But this is just as much spiritual as it is political. Here's an article from the Washington Times today. Headline, 2020 Democrats court LGBTQ activists for an edge in a crowded primary race. It is a seven-page article out of the Washington Times chronicling the fact that, really without exception, every single one of the 2020 Democratic candidates for president are trying to prove we are more LGBTQ friendly than the others. I sympathize with the homosexuals more than anybody else. Oh, no, 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 I do. No, 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 I do. No, I would, if I'm elected president, I will be more LGBTQ friendly than any other president in history and more than my opponents, which is bizarre because even by the most generous estimations, the LGBTQ population in America is about 4%. That's it. That's the, all of the lesbians, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and so forth. You put them all together, and it's approximately 4% of the population. And I want you to think about how weird and bizarre that is. That one of the major thrusts of every single Democratic presidential candidate is the LGBTQ community that makes up only 4% of the entire population. I'm not even going to try to figure that out. But number one on the list, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Quote, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has cavorted with drag queens at an Iowa gay bar. Now, wouldn't you like to have her as a president? A president who loudly and proudly cavorts with drag queens at gay bars. She sells gay pride merchandise on her presidential campaign website. Then you got former Vice President Joseph R. Biden's campaign website sells rainbow-themed T-shirts, tank tops, and buttons for Pride Month. He has a sales pitch, including a video on Twitter with an animated depiction of Mr. Biden donning rainbow-tinted aviator sunglasses. And then, of course, you got Mayor Pete, who is married to a man. You got Cory Booker. You've got Elizabeth Warren, you've got, well, I'm not going to go through, but it's a 7-page story going through, Cory Booker, John Hickenlooper, from, former governor of, Colorado, and all of the ways that these candidates, Democratic candidates, are boasting about how LGBTQ supportive they are and how their presidential administration would be the most LGBTQ friendly administration in American history. May I just remind you, elections have consequences. Now, I realize some of you don't like Donald Trump. I know that. I know some of you Republicans, some who are registered Republicans, you have voted Republican your entire life, and you just don't like Donald Trump. My question, do you really want any of those Democrats as president? Any of them? Well, that's a question you'll have to answer, but I certainly don't. Hey, there was an event in Washington, D.C. called the Freedom March. It was not reported. It was not covered by the mainstream media at all, but you need to hear about it. And we'll do that when we come back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.